Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode 1.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
What? You never told me you were a smuggler.
A grand and a half for that.
Some easy money, man.
See that man in the corner? He hasn't stopped clocking you since you sat down.
For real?
Have a look for yourself.
So who's the girl singing?
She says she's from Sweden.
He broke up with me.
Reggie? Grab your stuff. You're coming to stay at my house.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
Took you long enough.
What seems to be the problem?
I think this guy's been following me. He was at the bar and I saw him getting into his car as I drove off.
This is the first time you've driven for us. It's doubtful that you're on anyone's radar.
But your boy Billy is the one who pointed him out.
Billy can be a bit anxious at times. And his apprehension has obviously influenced you.
But
I suggest you check into a motel and get a good night's sleep.
That's your answer? To find some fleabag hotel and lay down and take a little nap?
If you see this individual on the road tomorrow, we'll look into it.
Are you...
Flies in the Jar. Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
When I think back, I do feel like something was guiding me.
Yeah, but that's like what I'm saying, man. Like, maybe time travel isn't possible in this universe, but maybe in another one it's been invented. And there's like a version of ourselves right now that's like on this other time traveling flight, like, you know, eating Salisbury steak right now.
Salisbury steak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I'm telling you, like, I love me some Salisbury steak. And you're like, punch it in.
In no universe would I be saying, punch it in.
Yeah, well, whatever. Like, our other selves are going back on that flight because there's been, like, this nuclear, like, they need to go back and save the world. But the trip goes wrong. And right as they're, like, approaching the wormhole, it's like, malfunction! And they end up crossing over into another dimension and going back in time.
Did you sneak some weed on the plane?
No, I'm just...
Is that why you keep going to the bathroom?
I'm just trying to make conversation, all right?
Why don't I put it on the next tape? Oh.
I don't feel comfortable here. Can't we go somewhere else? I really don't want to run into Reggie.
Hey, it's cool. If you see him, you know, just smile and kiss me on the cheek.
I guess so.
Hey, these people are leaving. Let's grab the booth.
Sanchez, you know you can't sit here. Booths are for a minimum of 4 people.
It's cool, we've got friends meeting us.
You do this to me every week. You'll sit here all night. No one will show up. And I'll lose out on my tips.
Jeez, it's our first date.
Our what?
Don't you want to be part of the magic? You know, 2 people finding each other in this dismal world?
This is not a date.
Okay, look, date, hookup, get together, you know, they're all just labels. Don't you want to, you don't want to label this, do you?
I'm definitely not hooking up with you.
Look, I'll leave a big tip this time.
Whatever, just order.
2 kamikaze shots, please.
So original.
You do realize this isn't a date.
Yeah, no, I know. I told her that so she'd, you know, give us the booth.
We're just friends having a drink.
Of course, that's all it is.
You're not going to try and take me home.
Well, now that you moved into Lady Zen's house, we live across the street from each other.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll take you home, you know, to your door.
There you go, 2 kamikazes.
Hey, can we get some pretzels?
You want me to walk all the way back and bring you pretzels?
All the other tables have them.
What should we cheers to?
To hookups.
I just told you.
I'm just joking. How about we cheers to friendship? To friendship.
To friendship. Zen told me you were working on a script.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like 5 scripts. That's kind of my problem, you know? I have so many different ideas flying around in my head, but I never get them finished.
Tell me about your newest script.
Okay, so I'm working on one right now that begins in Vietnam. And it opens with, like, this wide shot of all these U.S. soldiers fighting the Viet Cong. And one by one, you see the soldiers, like, getting shot or blown up by, like, a grenade. And at the end of the shot, everyone's dead, but this one dude was just, like, up against a tree, like, coughing up blood, like, ugh! And the Viet Cong guys, right, they come creeping out of the jungle to check the bodies. And one of them goes up to the dying soldier, and he just plunges this machete into the soldier's gut, like, yeah!
Wow, that's intense. It's a war movie?
Not exactly. I mean, let me tell you a little bit more and you'll understand.
There you go, pretzels.
Thanks. Can we get 2 more kamikazes?
Instead of me going back and forth 10 times, why don't you order a pitcher?
Do you do pitchers?
It's the special. Every other table has one.
No, you know what? I prefer shots.
Ugh.
No rush. Whenever you have a chance. Anywho. The U.S. Army comes and they haul off the bodies, right? And they ship them home. But before they get to their final destination, they're in like this warehouse. And one night, you see a close-up of one of the body bags. And you see it unzipping, right? Something's unzipping the body bag from the inside, right? And next thing you know, the soldier sits up and breathes like, "Rrr!" And then another bag unzips. And another soldier sits up. And then you realize it's an army of friggin' zombies.
So, it's like a horror movie.
No, hold on. I mean, my scripts aren't that easy to pigeonhole. All the zombies stand up, and they start to sing in unison. The zombie shuffle.
You're writing the songs for it, too?
Okay, well, that's the thing, because I'm not really musically inclined, and Zen won't write them, so, you know, I was kind of hoping that maybe...
You want me to write zombie songs?
Well, they're not all zombie songs. I mean, there's some songs that are about cholos.
What's a cholo?
You know, it's kind of like one of those Mexican guys who wears like a wife beater and a bandana.
2 kamikazes.
Hey, cheers.
Whoa, that got me a little lightheaded.
So, you know, what do you think? Will you help me write the songs?
Oh, crap.
What?
Reggie just walked in.
Oh, chill. What's he gonna do, kick us out of the bar?
I'm not good with confrontation.
I doubt he'll even notice you're here.
Oh my god. He's looking right at us. He's walking this way. He's coming towards our table. He's sitting down and talking to some girl.
Is she hot?
Really?
Well, I can't look. It'd be too obvious.
She's pretty.
Well, what does it look like they're talking about?
He's touching her hand.
Oh, they're probably just old friends.
I'm going home.
What, now?
I can't be here.
Wait, hang on, I'll walk you home.
Excuse me, hey, can I get another gin and tonic?
There you are.
Hey, you think they'll serve dinner? I could really go for like some General Tso's chicken with like egg rolls on the side.
I think we're lucky the booze are complimentary.
Booze? All I had was tonic. You got the next tape?
Yeah, here. It's the tea party one. Hello, Mrs. Lugova. Lugova. I'm sorry. Yes, we'll turn the music down. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was so late. Yes, Mrs. Lugova. No, there's no need to call the police. I understand. Yes, we'll keep it down.
Mushroom tea!
Stop yelling! That was the lady across the street, man.
Zed, you got the spread going on. Prawns and bacon, prime rib mini subs, single malt whiskey.
Is the tea ready yet?
We should give it another 10 minutes. Let all the goodness seep into the water.
So there we are, right in the middle of the woods. And this boar is like hauling ass right towards us.
What did you do?
Seriously, can you all bring this inside?
We're not being that loud, Zen.
I just want a mellow night. Drink a little tea, play a little music.
Sorry, we'll come in.
Have you ever had mushroom tea?
It makes you see things, no?
Heightens your senses. Here you go.
Hot. How long does it take to start working?
You should feel it in about like 30 minutes.
It kind of tastes like dirt.
You want some honey?
You have some?
Sure. I got a whole jar. There you go.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I got some on your hand.
Oh. Okay. Tastes good, does it?
And the honey's not bad either. Can you hold the tape recorder? I want to make sure that we get this.
Hey, you're the mic expert.
I kind of want to go in the back. I need some quiet for when these shrooms kick in.
I think they're already quicking in.
Can we chill in your room?
Mushroom tea!
Stop yelling in my ear!
Sanchez, there was an explosion. The building up the street is on fire.
Whoa, stop waving that gun around.
Well, let's go. I bet he's in the area watching.
Nah, that place is gonna be swarming with cops. You can't go up there with a gun.
This is our chance, man. We can finish this.
I just drank a bunch of tea. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, it's like that?
Dude, just sit down and have some tea.
Yo, I'm finding this guy and I'm taking him out.
Bacon. Hey, you brewing up another batch?
I added some ginseng. The root enhances the effects of the psilocybin.
Is it ready to pour?
Sure, brother.
Oh, yeah. A cup of champions.
Ah, man, check out my shoelaces. They're all knotted.
I gotta take a leak.
Is there anybody in there?
What do I look like? Your secretary? Am I in charge of bathroom appointments?
I was just asking.
Dude, we're in here.
Close the door.
Get out.
You seeing the bass from the drums too?
I think I'm seeing things, man. Damn.
It's like my whole body is vibrating with the drums.
No, I was just in the bathroom and Elsa was naked and puking into the toilet while Lady Zen was holding her hair back.
Sure.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maël Jaillet,
Maria Lugova,
Jason Wellner,
Maya Trujillo,
Ashley Frazier,
and Nathan Feuerberg. Original music by Lady Zen, Joshua Holloway, and Dan Capaldi. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway, produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg. Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.